street soldiers, freedom fighters, out there making a difference by just some honest conversation and some real talk. Street soldiers.
And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. From the shy like Tim, it's a harder way. So this is in the name of love, like Robert say. Before you ask me to go get a job today, can I at least get a raise on the minimum wage? And I know the government administer AIDS, so I guess we just pray like the minister say. Alu Akbar and throwing some hot cars. The things we seen on the screen, it's not ours. But these from the hood, so these dreams not far. Where I'm from, the dope boys is the rock stars. But they can't cop cars without seeing cop cars. I guess they want us all behind bars. I know it, and I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. And I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. But we'll find a way.
Nothing lasts forever, but be honest, babe. It hurts, but it may be the only way.
They say people in your life for seasons, and anything that happens is for a reason. And gun clapping and keep the squeezing, and grand keep praying and keep believing in Jesus. And one day that you see him, till then walk in his footsteps and try to be him. The devil is alive, I feel him breathing. Claiming money is the key, so keep on dreaming. And put them lottery tickets just to tease us. My Aunt Pam can't put them cigarettes down, so now my little cousin smoking them cigarettes now. His job try to claim that he too now. Is it cause his skin blacker than licorice now? I can't figure it out, I'm sickening now. And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. But we'll find a way.
Nothing lasts forever, but be honest, babe. It hurts, but it may be the only way. With every worthless word, we get more far away. Nothing's ever promised tomorrow.
Street soldiers, just keeping you alive and free. It is time.
We have taken control as to bring you this special show.
New Talib Kweli.
By the fame, just like Kurt Cobain. Breath of life, kiss of death, my lips purse the same. You flirt till she came, nothing hurt like the pain and torture. Throw this up to dust, looking for a thing, something to take a thing, like the Lord's name. Put your hands together, got them all saying. Settle more metal for beef that we don't let the war settle. I try to navigate the treacherous waters of America's ghettos that set up to slaughter us. But there's more of us, yeah. Although we speak in different languages, we all pretty familiar with what anger is. Younger dangerous, trickers, stranglers, get up on some gangsters, it got to bang you with. And we put it on records to entertain you with. Our growing pains are way deeper than my seaters. Our uniforms is white, sneakers and white t-shirts. On top of white beaters, we like the light reefers. The hood need us, but rappers just ain't the right leaders. I put a lot into it, this is my product and I gotta move it. Stop the industry, but you can't stop the music.
And upside down kingdom where life is just not fair. So many suffering cause deep inside they're scared. Fear pumped into their veins to keep them from their destiny. Where would they be if you and I don't care? I try, you know I
is insane. A stockbroker shoot his kid and throw himself in front of the train. A mother leave a baby home for 2 weeks all by himself. 2 years old, eating ketchup and mustard, crying for help. Trying to bring his struggle to life. The label want a song about a bubbly life. I have trouble trying to write some sh- bang in the club through the night. When people suffer tonight, Lord knows I try. People search through the rubble for a suitable hustle. Some people using the noodle, some people using the muscle. Some people put it all together, make it fit like a puzzle. Come on, saying that. Life is a beautiful struggle. People search through the rubble for a suitable hustle. Some people using the noodle, some people using the muscle. Some people put it all together, yeah.
Soldiers.
It's the one, the only, the original.
Ain't y'all sick of us dying over nothing?
Street Soldiers, Revolutionary Radio at its finest. Keeping you alive and free. Keeping you alive.
This collect call is from a CDC inmate.
These are the sounds of gangster rap.
Can't stop.
These are the sounds of gangster life. There's a difference.
Take him away.
You don't want to get caught up in gangs.
From his death row cell in San Quentin, Crips co-founder and Nobel Peace Prize nominee Stanley Tookie Williams has a special message for you.
If you're in a gang, get out. As much as you might want to fit in, don't join a gang. You won't find what you're looking for. All you'll find is trouble, pain, and sadness. I want to do my part to help reverse the violent, self-destructive trend of boys and young men that threatens to obliterate your future. I've turned my life around. You can too. I'll show you how. Visit me at Tookie.com. I have a message for you. There's always a way out.
All right, we're back with Revolutionary Radio.
Street soldiers.
For those who dare to be alive and free, this is the one and only Street Soldiers radio program. And it's time to introduce you to your host. He's faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap over senseless violence and the N-word. He's the Bay Area's own doctor of violence prevention. His name is Dr. Joseph E. Marsh. Yes.
I like that.
Able to leap over.
Leap over.
Yes. Leap over.
And do what to the N-word?
Leap over. Senseless violence and the N-word.
And the N-word. I like that.
Among other things. It's 2007, y'all. I was on the way here. I'm thinking we got to just, you know, that's your thing, Dr. Marshall, you know, beyond the N-word, you know. So let's just hit them with it hard tonight because they probably don't get it enough.
That was the voice of the soul who is under the weather. The soul is under the weather. So he gave it a soul-like effort right there, and you would never know. But if you don't hear much from him tonight, it's because he's not feeling well. But he's here because he's a street soldier. That's the way it is. Good evening, street soldiers. It is Revolutionary Radio, keeping you alive and free. And yes, I am the doctor. I am Dr. Joseph Marshall. And I am a junior, but everybody calls me Doc. All right. Executive Director of Omega Boys Club Street Soldiers during the week, but on the weekend, on Sunday night, I am the host of the one, the only, the original Street Soldiers. Welcome once again to the show that's unique. There is no show on the air, radio or television, that even begins to do what we do and that is to give you, trying to make it all good in the neighborhood. It's that simple. It's crazy. It's crazy. Got some crazy folks out there, but here we are. Here we are. Here we are. Here we are. Glad you can join us on the first day of the Warrior playoffs. We have to keep an eye on
it. Yeah, I don't want to talk about it too much because it could change by the time. But it's by going next okay. Week. It's no, going okay right now.
All right. A lot has happened this week. So much. Oh, man. Stuff is... It's just... This world. I don't... You know. What? I just don't know. But I wish everybody was a street soldier. There was a street soldier. One who was committed to eliminating violence in their own lives and eliminating violence from the community. We wouldn't have these crazy headlines that we... Every time I turn around is some kind of drama. So for those of you that listen, you know, this is probably just all you're doing is reading. You're not in the mix. So we begin our new segment. We got you know, some stuff that we bring to you because y'all won't pay attention to the news. So where does this weeth beginneth?
Can I start right here?
That's my bad Shakespeareth.
Okay.
Who's going to start? You want to start? Go ahead.
Lady E. By the way, how are you, Lady E?
Well, thank you, Dr. Marshall. I am doing just fine.
You're just fine. And how are you, DC?
I'm good. I'm here.
Yeah, it's a mellow night. I think everybody's mellow.
Yeah, because, you know, the soul is under. Oh, my goodness. Look at what it's doing to us.
I better summon it up real quick.
Please summon it up. Listeners. That's right. So summon it up.
Okay.
I'm looking right here.
You want to do that?
This is headline I see. I guess this is what, from SF Gate? This one here says, teacher allegedly pulls out a knife in a high school class.
So much for our order that we were going to go in. Well,
I didn't know you had a theme here. A veteran substitute teacher reportedly pulled out a small kitchen knife Friday morning at Washington High School in San Francisco and expressed feelings of suicide to three students. A police spokesman said the teacher was taken into custody and transported to SF General. She has not been arrested, police say. Well, that's a sad story. I hope she's okay.
Well, you know, after the whole Virginia Tech thing, anything related to teachers,
schools, violence,
it's gonna be picked up, you know, and that's
maybe a good thing.
Oh, it's always I mean, that was, you know, that was horrible. That was horrible. All right, you got one.
Yes, there is evidence of an Army cover-up. That's key to the Tillman hearings. Congress is beginning an investigation of the death of former NFL star and soldier. Government reports are suggesting that U.S. military falsified facts of his killing.
They said, you know about that.
That's Pat Tillman.
Yeah, Pat Tillman. All-star Arizona Cardinals, I guess.
The story just keeps going.
And it does keep going.
Strange case.
We now know that he was killed by, quote, friendly. You know, that's a weird
term. Fire, yeah, I don't understand.
That's
how
a weird term.
Friendly fire.
It wasn't the enemy, so,
you know. He just caught up in it, but.
Yeah, friendly fire, you know, by his own troops. But apparently they didn't tell the parents. They kept it.
The whole reason why most of us, even I'll say myself, know Pat Tillman, because then it became a big, you know, the NFL and they started, I almost thought they kind of marketed it, but I know that sounds bad, but it just became a, you know, a rallying point for the NFL fans, and then it's just an interesting
case. I'm going to tell you who's upset is his mama. He's like, what? You told me he was killed by enemy troops.
Yeah, but the fact
and you knew. And you didn't tell me. So, yeah, they Congress is now investigating.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, everybody doesn't market everything.
Hey, at the end of the day, they did. They marketed that. They did.
They who? The NFL or Congress?
I think so. Both together. I mean, that's my opinion from what I saw.
It might be because he was a veteran.
Well, because we were
NFL
going through
star,
this.
NFL star going through Afghanistan, rallying to the cause.
And all that was to build up the, you know, support
of
the American public.
Yes. Yeah.
For the, you know, the unjust war. So that's just my opinion.
Okay.
So maybe that's the reason they didn't say immediately that he was killed by U.S.
Friendly
troops.
It's a question. You know.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Good point. So you're not entirely off tonight.
He's back.
Outcry. This was your story from last week. So outcry halts San Quentin death construction. Governor Arnold, I spelled his name wrong. But you know, this man got the hardest
name in the world. I can say it, but just looking at it.
Well, yes.
You ever try? You know, typing his name is hell. I mean, I don't want
to
clown.
How many keys do you have to hit? How many times?
You got to look, and you got to be look. And his name, when you hit, you know, spell, ain't no spell checker, Schwarzenegger. Okay, anyway, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's administration said Friday it had stopped construction on a new execution chamber at San Quentin State Prison, a project whose secrecy angered Democratic lawmakers when they learned of it just last week. Top officials of the prison system pledged no further construction would occur without legislative authorization through the normal budget process. Now, since the soul commented on this last week, I actually think that somehow you had something to do with stopping this.
I doubt that it was in the paper. I just happened to mention it.
But you objected. You like, they spent our money. You did your soul thing, and maybe they listened to Street Soldiers and said,
all I know is that's a room I don't
want to
end up
in. Maybe that was your marketing.
Whether or not it's built or not, don't want to end up there. Let's go on to something else.
And this is for D.C. because D.C., I know this is something he really pays attention to. Okay. D.C., the Dow.
Okay, stocks.
Closed at all-time high on Friday, over 13,000.
That's what's up.
So, see,
the
I knew it.
The money's good.
I knew.
The money's good.
So your portfolio is looking good?
Not mine necessarily, but I'm sure a lot of people are happy about that. When I get my dough right, I'll be right
and
in there with that Dow.
You get one.
But you gotta be in there when it's hot.
I'll be right with y'all. I'm coming right now.
All right, ladies' sales portfolio is looking good. It's looking good.
Yuba City man arrested before possible school shooting. Wow. I don't hear a whole lot about the learning that's happening, but there's a whole lot of shooting going on in schools. Jeffrey Thomas Carney, 28, turned himself in on Thursday after authorities from more than half a dozen law enforcement agencies conducted a nearly 24-hour manhunt. The intense search, prompted by Carney's cell phone calls to a local pastor and his parents on Wednesday evening, claiming that he had an AK-47, rifle, poison, and explosive devices, and that he would make Virginia Tech look mild.
Oh, he needed to turn himself in.
Turned himself in.
Well, thank you.
That's what we want. We want somebody to turn themselves in.
I mean, we are still reeling from Virginia Tech.
Yeah, to
say the least.
Absolutely.
Everybody, all over. Yeah. From here all the way to Korea.
Let's do one more. And then we have a tribute. What you got?
Well, I got one more. Just to follow up a little bit on last week's show, we talked about Don Imus.
Thank you.
You didn't talk to me about this. On the Black America Web right now, blackamericaweb.com, there's an article about a poll that came out. Say most believe Don Imus's punishment was fair. The report says a majority of Americans believe that the firing was appropriate, but whites were twice as likely to think his punishment was too tough, according to the survey that came out last week.
Twice as likely.
Not that surprising.
We're waiting for your interpretation of the poll.
Imus is gone for now, so don't matter what I think.
When did you bag that?
That was smooth, nice and easy.
Now it doesn't matter what he thinks.
Well, he's gone.
Okay,
now, I mean,
you'll run in here in a half hour and scream from the back of the room.
Everybody knows what I think. I didn't like him anyway. It wasn't that good. I've been talking bad about people for a long time. He's gone. But, you know, the Imus controversy turned into so many other things. And I'll let you mention this.
Say that one more time. Now, what were the...
The poll said whites were twice as likely than blacks to think his punishment was too tough. You know, they thought, well, maybe he said what he said, but he shouldn't have got fired.
But most people thought that it was...
A majority of Americans believe that the firing was appropriate.
Okay. Now that is... All right. And I'll tell you what. Let's wrap up the news segment this way because we're gonna do some of those during the show. there's so much going on, and again, I, you know, what can I say? last Sunday was a special day, a very special day. We talked about it a little bit on the air. And hold on, let's cut to the chase. Huh?
Cut to the chase.
And that last Sunday was the 60th anniversary of Jackie Robinson playing, integrating the major leagues. And it was really just, you know, if I had had my druthers, I would have devoted the whole show to Jackie and that history-making event. So I tell you what, Lady Estelle, you got a little thing for us.
I do.
And we're just
going
to, you know, read a little bit about Jackie, and you know, we'll talk a little bit about more. But let's just read this. I think it's a good way to wrap up the news segment, and then we will launch into the show. So let's read this about Jackie Roosevelt Robinson
from Chicago Sun Times. Like many New Yorkers leaving home for work on April 15th, 1947. He wore a suit, tie, and camel hair overcoat as he headed for the subway. To his wife, he said, "Just in case you have trouble picking me out, I'll be wearing number 42. No one had trouble spotting the black man in the Dodgers' white home uniform when he trotted out to play first base at Ebbets Field. Suddenly, only 399, not 400, major league players were white, which is why 42 is the only number permanently retired by every team. So who are we talking about? Jackie Robinson.
That's right.
Jackie Robinson's high school teachers suggested a career in gardening. Robinson, you need to laugh about that.
Yeah, well, they did that to Malcolm X.
Gardening. Okay.
Go ahead.
Robinson's brother, Mac, had finished second to Jesse Owens in the 200-meter dash at the 1936 Berlin Olympics. It's not in here, but my dad raced against Jesse Owens, too.
That's true.
Whites who won medals found that careers opened for them. Mac writes, Jonathan Eich in opening day, the story of Jackie Robinson's first season, wore his Olympic jacket as a Pasadena, California street sweeper, while Owens found himself racing against horses at county fairs, one small step removed from a circus act. Then there is Lieutenant Robinson's 1944 refusal, 11 years before Rosa Parks, to move to the back of a bus at Fort Hood, Texas, and shortstop Pee Wee Reese, a Kentuckian who until 1947 had never shaken hands with a black person, crossing the infield to put a hand on Robinson's shoulder when Cincinnati fans were being abusive. On April 15th, 1947, only 25,623 fans went to the game, 4,000 fewer than on opening day, 1946, and 6,000 fewer than the ballpark's capacity. Perhaps some white fans were wary of being with so many blacks. Usually, blacks were no more than 10% of Dodger crowds, but on this day, they may have been 60%.
It must have been some day, you know that?
That had to be a great day.
I mean, the electricity in the air that day must have been something.
Robinson, writes Ike, showed black Americans what was possible. He showed white Americans what was inevitable.
Jackie Roosevelt Robinson, all right. We'll talk a little more about Jackie and invite you to talk and anybody that wants to share that. We've got a lot of topics we're going to throw out tonight on Street Soldiers. Like I said, there's so much going on. I don't know which one to pinpoint. So I'm going to throw them all at you. But we have,
real quick,
a movie review, a Street Soldier movie review, The Soul Went to See Something.
This week's Street Soldiers, I'm going to give y'all something off the beaten path.
Off the beaten path.
Something old and something new. This weekend in Santa Cruz at the Del Mar Theater.
One of my favorite.
Yes.
Is it showing any place closer?
I'm telling you where I saw it. Now you can find it. But I, you know, what you do on the weekends, I don't know if you want to just stay in San Francisco all day. You want to do that. But you could get on and go up to 17. But
all right, what did you see in Santa Cruz at the Del Mar Theater?
It'll be coming here.
Yes, sir.
Two films I saw. One was old, one new. They both really touched me. They had a tribute this weekend to the music of Brazil. And the first movie they showed was, I'm sure you know this one, called Black Orpheus.
Oh, that's a, man, that's a triple classic.
Classic film from the 1960s.
Oh, and a beautiful film.
And I was talking about Halle Berry this last week, but the guy girl in Black Orpheus is just so beautiful.
That's Brazil. They got 50 Halle Berries. I mean, every walking down the street in Brazil.
If you never heard of it, you should check it out. It's a great film.
Yes.
And then they had another film yesterday called The Miracle of Candiel, or El Milagro de Candiel. And it's, you would like this, Doc, because it's really a documentary about a piano player. He's 85 years old, named Bebo Valdez.
I would like that.
From Cuba. But he's exiled, obviously. He's been living in Europe and Sweden mostly for 40 years. So he goes back to Brazil, to the favela, which is like the hood, one of the hoods in Bahia. And, you know, they just go through the African roots of music. And if you're really, really into music, I mean rhythm, the drum. And actually in this city, they have a school where they're teaching all the kids how to play music. And this elder is passing on all this tradition, music and spiritual tradition, to all these young folks. It's a really good film, The Miracle of Candiel. So, again, it's not going to be at your IMAX theater and all that. But
no.
It's history, it's African history, and it's music, and it's an excellent documentary.
You can actually, you know,
sounds good.
Rent or, you know, Black Orpheus. I mean, that's a tremendous film.
And the movie is in Spanish and Portuguese. So,
get out your
with subtitles.
Santa Cruz, huh? Good for you. Good for you. You went a long way to bring that movie review down.
Yes.
All right, off the beaten path. All right. We are customary break. We'll come back. We're going to get into multiple topics this evening because I got so much and. I need you, street soldiers. I need to know what you think, because, you know, you're the folks that drive the show. This is your show. So get ready. I'll set it up when we come back. Don't go anywhere. More street soldiers in a moment.
Tell the youngsters
that ain't time to bury us.
Street soldiers is keeping you alive, live. It is time. All right, we are back. So there's a lot on. Can I hear myself? I can hear myself. It's a lot on my mind. A lot on my mind this week on Street Soldiers. And there's this. Look, let's get to it. The main story this week, easily, is the Virginia Tech shooting. I mean, it's been all. What do you say? It's horrible. And you know. And this one is a little bit different because, not a little bit, it's not different. It's just, the aftermath, the pictures of this guy, the tapes and so forth. I mean, how many folks did they end up in dying in that thing?
32. There were 32. And I don't know if that included him.
No, it's 33.
33 including him.
Mm-hmm. And that's not to count the people who were injured, jumping out of windows, getting away, and I think it was like 50 in total.
It's been a few days, and I'm still. You go to college, you go to school, you go to class, and some guy pulls out several semi-automatic weapons. I only had a Glock and and just starts shooting you. I mean, God Almighty. So, you know, then there's the usual why. And I don't think you can really adequately explain why. They're finding more out about this young man. Apparently, he watched a program last night. He had a history of mental illness.
Yes.
And should he have been able to purchase the guns? And should the school have known about what the system knew? Did the school, Virginia Tech administration, react quickly enough, react properly enough? Because the first two shootings were, I guess, in a dorm?
Went to a dorm.
In a dorm.
Yes.
Earlier, and then 2 hours later is when he did the damage, the heavy damage in the classroom. All kinds of stories. The story of the teacher who stood in front of the door, the professor stood in the door to protect the students and got gunned down.
Did you see the article I sent you about the brother who died?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I was looking at it. You want to mention him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was one of the 32.
Ryan Clark died heroically trying to save another victim of the massacre. He was 22 years old. He would have graduated from Virginia Tech next month. But he was one of the first to be gunned down. He was killed when he came to the aid of another female student. And this sounds like the young man was incredible. Again, he was about to graduate. I think he was a double major, 4.0, doing all the right things. And he's gone, you know.
And all those folks were just great young people. They're going to award degrees to everybody posthumously. So, and we got a lot of stuff here on... somebody's phone is ringing and they're making a crazy noise. we got a lot of stuff here. And so if you want to comment on the Virginia Tech shooting, and I don't know what you want to say. If you want to say anything, you want to talk about schools, school safety, that's one story. Because it's such a huge story and a horrible story. Got to give the opportunity, Street Soldiers, if you want to talk about Virginia Tech.
So, Doc, at this point, I'd like to acknowledge Phyllis Baker. I received a call from Phyllis Baker, I think in Chester County, Virginia.
She listens to us in Chester County, Virginia.
Yeah, she said every Thursday night from 7 to 9.
All right,
wanted to make suggestions for topics to discuss on the radio show. And she talked about the soldiers dying in Iraq, gas and food prices that are going up, the number of homicides. And she wants everybody to live in peace. And Phyllis, that's exactly what Street Soldiers' goal is. And then violence at school. And so here we have so much violence happening at school. So Phyllis, we're doing one of your topics tonight.
Okay, so that's one thing that's on my mind. It's got to be there. Here's number two. So I'm going to give you all three. I'm going to let you pick out the one you want to comment on. Now, we just talked about Jackie Robinson and his incredible breakthrough into baseball. And then, you guys, you got to understand, Jackie Robinson was the right man for the job. And you know, the man had incredible dignity. He had to take a lot of stuff to do that. If somebody was going to break in first and comport himself with dignity in a major sport, on a major sports arena, with everybody looking at him, that was the guy. So that began with Jackie Robinson, and this is all symbolic. It began with Jackie Robinson, and it's not ending, but it's going on with one other than Pac-Man Jones.
Okay.
So from Jackie Robinson to Pac-Man Jones, what one might say the saga of the black athlete. We began in dignity, and here we are now with Pac-Man.
Who's Pac-Man Jones again?
Pac-Man Jones, I will tell you, as NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has suspended Tennessee's Adam Pac-Man Jones for the 2000 season, suspended him for the whole season, and Cincinnati's Chris Henry for 8 games. It's a privilege to represent the NFL and not a right. These players and all members of our league have to make the right choices and decisions in their conduct on a consistent basis. Jones' off-field conduct has included 10 instances in which he was interviewed by the police. The most recent took place during the NBA All-Star Weekend in Las Vegas after firing and shooting at a strip club paralyzed one man. Chris Henry has been arrested 4 times in a 14-month span and one of 9 Cincinnati Bengals arrested in 9 months. So we have began with Jackie Robinson and all his dignity, socially conscious. Remember, when Jackie got out of baseball, he was a civil rights activist. He was down there with King. He was everywhere. And we are now getting our brothers blacklisted, kicked off the NFL. Do athletes today, this is a whole commentary to me. Whole statement. Maybe you don't think, and by the way, maybe you don't think that Pac-Man's suspension was fair. You can also say that. But it just seems ironic that, you know, right at the time of Jackie Robinson celebrating the 60 years of him integrating baseball with all his dignity and class, we, almost to the day, get two brothers suspended by the NFL for the opposite behavior.
It's hard to imagine Jackie Robinson, you know, sprinkling like $50,000 on some strippers. It's just, I don't know him, but it's hard to...
No, it ain't happening.
Yeah, they just seem like two opposite ends of the spectrum.
It is two opposite ends of the spectrum. So, you can comment on from Jackie Robinson to Pac-Man Jones. And then, of course, number three, what can I say? There were so many phone calls last week on Don Imus. So many phone calls last week on Snoop Doggy Dogg. And here, just tonight, there was a segment on 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
Cam'ron was on there.
Cam'ron, yes.
Talking about snitching and lyrics and all of that. And he ain't gonna stop and artistic freedom and all of that. Gotta give you a chance. Gotta give you a chance to comment on that if you want to also, because that's still here. That's a story that has not gone away. And may I say very quickly that this, in the, just so you know, a couple of things have happened since then. Since last week, a group of ministers in New Jersey have called for an end to words and images in the hip-hop culture that say demean women and promote ignorance. Okay? But bigger than that, ladies and gentlemen.
It just gets bigger.
Can I get a drum roll? We got a drum roll?
Oh, I can make one.
He said he can get one.
You don't get, we got the Estelle drum roll, and then we got.
Let's get a real
right?
drum roll.
Okay.
You want to get a real drum roll?
Yeah. Here we go. All right. Hey, man, you good. All right. Okay. New York City's Power 105 stops playing degrading songs.
Really?
According to New York Daily News, New York City's urban radio station Power 105 has announced they will stop playing hip-hop songs with degrading messages and images. The station's radio director, Helen Little, announced the plans on the Ed Lover, you know, I know this station, Egypt and Donnell Rollins morning show on April 17th. The station won't sound that different because we weren't playing a lot of it anyway, Little said. What we're doing is holding labels and artists accountable for what they say and how they say it. Now that is something.
That's revolutionary. Now, I'm really curious. What what do you think about that?
Little went on to say, we're not saying you can't make the music. We're saying we just won't play it. Our intention is to encourage people not to talk this way anymore. Now, that is something. I mean, what can you say? I mean, yeah, three stories. Pick them. The Virginia Tech shooting. From Jackie Robinson to Pac-Man Jones, the black man in sports, or
just fall out on Don Imus and
follow up on Don Imus and Snoop and Cam'ron and New York City. Stop playing
degrading music. That's a big deal.
That is not that's a small deal. 1-800-SOLDIER. 1-800-SOLDIER is the number. We're going to load it up, we're going to take you, and I know you got thoughts on this, Street Soldiers, that's the number. So we're going to begin with, is it Kayla?
Yes.
Kayla? All right, Kayla, you get the first. You got three topics to choose from. Give me the one you want to comment on.
Okay.
You're on the air?
I am.
Are you listening to the radio?
Yeah.
Hello.
Turn your radio down, off. If you do, you want feedback. You're on with me, Dr. Marshall.
Yeah, talk to us on the phone, honey. If you listen to the radio, then you'll be behind us, and they'll end up having to drop the call. Is she here?
Yep.
Yeah.
You here? Go ahead. All right, your turn. Go with it.
Okay. I did.
Speak.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, speak.
Okay. I wanted to comment on violence in schools.
You can do it. Go right ahead.
Well, I have a problem with that because I am in school, and the way these kids act at school is like so irresponsible. They bring BB guns and real guns and knives and stuff like that, and that's endangering everybody else's life by acting that way. We have to have real police come to our school because these kids are so immature and play way too much and start fires, and we have to rebuild our school because of them.
Wait, give me a straight. You're telling me that folks are bringing guns to your school?
Yes, bringing guns.
You know that for a fact?
Yeah. It's bad.
What school?
Pinole Middle.
Pinole Middle School?
Yes.
And this is a 6, 7, 8?
Yeah.
Does the administration know this?
I don't know. These people are like, I don't even know how to explain it.
Does the teachers know? Do the principal know?
They are, but they don't really do anything.
Oh my God!
If they know about a fight, they wait till after the fight's over to talk about it. They don't go when it's time to go to the fight. They will not go. They will wait and they will talk about it with everybody else, and then go and see what happens. And they don't really stop the fight. They just let the kids stop fighting on their own.
Wow. Wow.
And, yeah. And I'm just embarrassed to say I go to that school. And, you know, I just wanted to comment on that because I understand, like, and when I heard about the shootings at the school and the people dying and getting injured, I was like, that sounds almost like my school.
Oh, my God. Well, I hope not. I hope, but you know what? The fact that you are alarmed and enough to say, you know, I don't want that happening in my school. Folks at that school, you got a young lady that goes there that's very concerned, and she's saying that she knows that there are weapons on the campus at the school, and you got to do something. I mean, seriously.
There should be a district policy about that. And it is the administrator's responsibility to address that. They should not just let the kids deal with that. That's their job.
There is, but what I think they should do is, like, get some kind of security or something to, you know, not check you or anything, but at least make sure or see the stuff, you know, the people who would bring it or think about it, the people who have that in their record and people who have been suspended over that and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we will be protected.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Honey, you hit it on the...
That's right. Wow. You're right.
Wow. You're right. You're supposed to... I mean, schools ain't supposed to be like the hood. I mean, you go... You know, you're supposed to go to school and get away from that stuff.
Yes,
and the hood
exactly.
Ain't supposed to be like it is.
Well, but... Wow, that's... You know... Well, you know, maybe we'll make a call. I tell you what, Lady Estelle, say the school one more time. We're going to make a call to the school. We are. Well, you don't have to do it. We'll take it. We'll do it for you. We will call. We will say we had a caller, someone who's very concerned, someone's a student at school, and says this is what she thinks is going on, and she feels that not enough attention is being given to it. How's that?
That'll be perfect.
We will do that for you.
I will feel much better and safe knowing that somebody's trying to do something.
Yeah. Okay, now tell us, that's Pinole... Middle school, San Pablo? Is it in Pinole?
Pinole.
Okay.
Middle school?
He said middle school. Okay.
Middle school.
All right, now I tell you what, why don't you give us a call during the week at 1-800-SOLDIER, and this is Kayla, and we'll tell you if we made contact with them.
Okay.
All right, thank you, honey.
Thank you
very much. Okay, all right.
Appreciate it.
All right, that's a way to kick it off. We got to go to break? All right, we'll be back. Get on the line. We got three topics going. You pick the one. It's your show, Street Soldiers. Hang on.
If I alarmed you, I don't mean to bother you. I just wanna get you to pause and slow your walk. So maybe we can talk and I can try to charm you. I'm just trying to find out who you are. I don't mean to come off like a telemarketer. I ain't no hood, no crook, no robber. I just want a part of your heart I could borrow sometimes. And maybe I can call you up
sometimes.
And maybe I can take you out
sometimes.
So let's exchange digits and later arrange visits, either your place or mine. Yeah, this a different type of commitment.
Yeah,
I'm talking about a true friendship.
Yeah,
someone I can depend on and be down no matter what. Let me know if you're with it, cause girl,
it'll be fly. If you want my B-U-E-D-E-Y, don't be shy, give it a try.
Yeah,
I could be yours and you can be mine. Girl, I can't lie.
If
I come off disrespectful, or my convo is a little bit too sexual. But damn, it's incredible, be more flexible, cause the context of this text is special. But wait, let me explain it. A buddy is an equal beneficial arrangement. A buddy is a buddy that don't be complaining when his or her buddy ain't the buddy who came with.
Sometimes,
and maybe I can call you up.
Sometimes,
and maybe I can take you out.
Sometimes,
so let's exchange digits and later arrange visits, either your place or mine. Yeah, it's a different type of commitment. I'm talking about a true friendship. Someone I can depend on. If you're down, no matter what, let me know if you're with it. Cause girl,
it'll be fly
if you were my B-U-D-D-Y.
Don't be shy,
no,
give it a try.
Yeah,
I could be yours and you can be mine.
Girl, I can't lie. Trying to say is the definition of a real buddy is
she's that one.
Yeah,
gonna have fun.
Oh, through the city with me. Together there's no limit to what
we can do.
And once we in it, girl, it's all about
me.
So baby, what you say? Don't pass this by the side. Because girl,
oh, if you were my B-U-D-D-Y,
if you were my B-U-D-D-Y,
give it a try.
Yeah,
I could be yours.
Hey,
I could be yours.
My B-U-D-D-Y,
give it a try.
Yeah,
I could be yours.
I could be yours and you can be mine.
Cause girl, it'll be fly.
If
you want my
B-U-D-D-Y,
don't be shy, give it a try.
I could be yours and you could be mine.
Girl,
I can't lie.
It'll be fly.
Yeah,
if you want my
B-U-D-D-Y,
don't be shy.
No,
give it a try.
On my radio show, we don't pull any punches. This is Dr. Joseph Marshall, and I want you to listen to Street Soldiers every week on this station.
Or 1-800-SOLDIER, 1-800-S-O-L-D-I-E-R. Say the numbers, Lady Estelle.
Or 1-800-765-3437.
She's good at that. All right, we got multiple topics going. I'll tell you what those are one more time, Street Soldiers. But, so one more time, the internet and MySpace. Tell them, give them all that stuff. You like giving that
check
tech
out,
stuff that they can do.
On MySpace, y'all, for all you internet nerds. Or just people who like be on MySpace all the time. It's myspace.com/Bay Soldiers. We need friends. Add us today. Get your updates on Street Soldiers. Post your comments. And if you can't get in on the phone, I'll check it. If you have a question, just hit us up on the MySpace.
And take a look at my blog.
And yes,
Life in the AC Generation.
Yes,
yeah.
Dr. Marshall's first ever blog is on the MySpace.
And you got me to do that.
Okay.
And your thoughts and comments on my editorial, my blog. All right. Here's what we got. We got three things. Virginia Tech shooting, your comments, your thoughts, school safety. Hey, it's run with it. Number two, from Jackie Robinson to Pac-Man Jones. One athlete in dignity, two athletes, but particularly Pac-Man. Hey. Jackie would probably be like, what has happened to these brothers? I gave these brothers all this opportunity, and they like, man, what is that? Getting kicked out the league for their behavior. Number three, Power 105 in New York City has announced they will stop playing hip-hop with degrading messages and images. And this is in the wake of the Don Imus remarks. And so your thoughts on all of that, if you got something to say about that, we got a lot for you. All right, you got a lot to choose from. Get in the rotation, don't get out, because when you do, somebody's gonna jump in. Tina, you're on Street Soldiers. Tina? Tina?
Yes.
I was about to say Tina Turner, but it's not. Okay.
Nah.
It's your turn, Tina. Which one you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the Virginia Tech shooting.
Okay. Go right ahead, dear.
Okay. I'm very devastated about what happened, and it's sad. And all those people are paying so much for tuition, and there has not been any type of secure campus. Like, they were not protected. It's sad. I mean, I'm really sad. I'm really devastated, and my heart and my prayer goes out to those who are affected by it directly. But I just don't understand why the whole nation want to take the time and talk about this and just go through so much when a lot of massacres happen throughout the world and right here in our city in Oakland, and nobody really takes the time to acknowledge those things, and they want to talk about it when 30 people get shot at a, 30 people die at a university. But there are so many massacres that occur every day throughout the world, but nobody takes the time to acknowledge it. Even right here in Oakland, so many people die, people get shot, but nobody takes the time to really talk about it. And it just, I just don't understand that.
Well, I don't know if I can answer that. The Virginia Tech thing was just, you can't ignore that. I mean,
I'm not saying ignore it. I'm just saying, why don't we take the time to acknowledge those things that are happening in our community?
Well, I think with this one, if 32 people died in one day anywhere, it would be. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I think if 32 folks were shot in Oakland, in Richmond, in Los Angeles, you know, anywhere, folks would have to talk about it, you know, especially on a school campus. So, yeah, I mean, I agree. And on the to add to what you're saying, we should all see death anywhere. Any of these shootings are horrible to me. I feel you. I got that. And I think we need to pay a whole lot more attention to death everywhere. But, you know, certainly this thing is just horrible. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Is your school, you feel your school is safe?
Do I think my school is safe?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of fights happened. Like, we actually thought last Tuesday there was an actual drive-by, but they were shooting people with paintballs. And we actually thought it was a real drive-by.
Yeah.
So I don't feel safe, like, but I don't know. I don't think my school is safe. I mean, if somebody wanted to do something like what had happened in Virginia Tech, I think they could do it. I don't think there's a lot of safety regulation there.
Can I ask what school?
Oakland Tech.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Hello?
I just had a feeling, because I know a lot of folks that go there. Right, yeah. Big school, a lot of folks.
Yeah.
Have you ever I'm assuming the administration is aware of your feelings about, you know, your concern about it's not as safe as you'd like it to be?
Yeah.
Right. Especially with that drive-by that was just, it wasn't bullets, it was a paint gun. But still, that's enough to trigger something for administration to, you know, to look into.
Yeah, they took the time to talk about it and all, but I think there needs to be more protection. You know, I don't want to come to school thinking that I'm going to get shot or I'm going to lose my life for it.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it's another school we got to make a call to, ladies.
I'm writing it down.
Look, hon, I appreciate your call. Appreciate your sentiment for life everywhere.
Right.
You know, just, hey, take care of yourself and keep in touch with us, okay?
All right.
Okay, you got it. All right.
And I think that is a legitimate concern, even though, you know, the degree of violence at Virginia Tech definitely needs to be addressed. But violence, like you said, everywhere needs to be addressed, and I agree with her on that.
And before something happens.
That's right.
DC, we got to do another stuff.
It's time to take a break.
One more. Now, look, we're going to get it out the way. Daryl, you are next. Don't go anywhere, okay? Daryl, Kizzy, John, if you hang up, hey, you're going to be lost. So we'll come back. I'm coming to you as soon as I come back. All right.
No wallet, me and you tonight. No need for money. We gonna roll alright. Is it on? Do you feel like you could last?
Am I wrong?
Am I going too far?
Are you strong?
Are you strong?
Cause I need you.
Cause I need you.
I got no worries when I'm rolling with you. When I'm gone in, not in a hurry. Come on, come on. As I'm strolling with you, I'm strolling with you.
I got no car. You and me gonna glide. I'm taking you far over to the other side.
Is it on?
Do you feel like you could last?
Am I wrong?
Am I going too fast?
Are you strong?
Are you strong?
Cause I need you.
Cause I need you to hold up now.
I got no worries. When I'm rolling with you.
When I'm rolling,
not in a hurry.
Come on now.
As I'm strolling with you.
I'm strolling.
I got no worries.
On my radio show, we don't pull any punches. This is Dr. Joseph Marshall, and I want you to listen to Street Soldiers every week on this station.